today. I am always attractive when I smile. I am always attractive when I smile. I am always attractive when I smile. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what a person looks like? You don't really know what they look like. You know the expression they have on their face. You cannot say that Captain John Smith in Pocahontas movie was a beautiful, handsome, wonderful person. It was an ugly face that he had. It was a face that was repulsive. It was so pure and beautiful and perfect, it was repulsive. He thought, yuck, you know, that he was vain and self-centered and other things, you know, yuck. And then he made a few little remarks. One remark was, oh, I've had pain. Pain I can handle. I can't remember the last time when I had pain. But you see, the little subtleties that he had, the little gentlenesses, the little harmonies, those changed his face. They changed his face into a face of a gentleman, of a caring, wonderful fellow. Happy-go-lucky. But they made him so attractive, so such a movie star face, that he looked ugly after that. And Pocahontas, what did they do to her face? Her face looked almost, you know, empty. It looked almost like a mask. But when you saw Pocahontas moving and acting and thinking and saying things and being herself, then that was a wonderful thing. It made her look entirely different. She was an entirely different girl, entirely different being, and it was quite charming to look at her and to see how she really was. But it was not her face. Her face, you can recall as being very chiseled, simple, ordinary mask face. But it was not a face that you'd remember. Perhaps you remember it, but you remember it because of what's behind it. You remember it because of the stoicism that was behind it. She was a very stoic girl, doing things that she had to do based upon whatever her family or the tribe or whatever her world required of her. And Captain Smith, on the other hand, was a bouffant, and he did what he wanted to do. And as long as it was close to what he was supposed to do, that was good. But he was just having fun and being himself. Pocahontas was a more, dedicated, reserved person for her culture and her life. Because what was the first thing she took exception to what Captain John Smith said to her? Captain John Smith said, well, we will teach these savages. Who are you calling savages, you know? We have a culture here. We have a class of people here. We have an education here for ourselves. We are not savages. A savage, in her estimation and in the estimation of others, was a person who had no values. But no such person exists on the face of the earth. That's just a word that exists, but there's nobody who fulfills that purpose. People only look at us and see what our character is that shines through our face. We can have an old face or a young face. We can have a child face. We can have a childlike face. Some people have childlike faces, you know, baby faces. And you look at them and you know that they're not a child. And you know that they're probably not very nice people. Because people with childlike faces feel that they can get away with anything. And you just have come to believe that. And then when you meet a childlike face person who is sincere and sharing and caring and wonderful, you get a new image of what a childlike face is. A childlike face could be innocent. It could be sensitive, caring, and wonderful. But it could also be vain. Could also be demanding of itself whatever it wants to do. You see, we know this. I'm not telling you anything new, but I'm always attracted when I smile. When I don't smile, I have no personality. have no attitude. We have attitudes all the time. But it's an attitude that you like. When do you like me? Do you like me when I'm angry with you as a charade? Do you like me when I'm critical with you, when I'm demanding of you, when I require the very best out of you and just sit on your back until you give it to me? Or do you like me when I smile, when I'm easygoing, when I'm lovely with you? Quite likely the latter. And the reason for that is because that's easy. That's easy. Now, let me tell you why that's easy. Ellen talked to the lady on the phone, and the lady said she would like to treat her friend and see him balanced and cold and perfect. And Ellen said, you can't do that. And the lady said, why? He said, because first you have to see yourself cold and perfect. First you have to see yourself as a practitioner cold and perfect. That's why you call us, because we see everyone that way. We don't want to know about any negativity, the illusion that appearance has. We want to only know what it is that is their beauty and their goodness, and that's what you want us to call forth. So until you can change your attitude about your friend, you are of no value whatsoever in treating for him or her to have wholeness and perfection. Because you will see them ill, you will see them limited, you will see them imperfect to the degree that you choose to see them that way. Now, Ellen said, if you go a step further, you will speak your word and you will say, I see you whole and perfect. Now, does that mean that person is instantly whole and perfect?
Yes!
Does that mean that that person is instantly no longer having the problems that they had before?
Yes.
Can you do that? It takes training to do that. It is not that it is something that you're making happen. Heaven forbid. We do not make anything happen. We merely recognize that which already exists as a reality and bring it forth in our life. So, if you always want me to have a smile on my face, and what a limited character you would give me by doing that, if you only want me to have a smile on my face, then you see me with a smile on my face. You create me that way. You are the practitioner, and you see me with a smile on my face all the time, if that's your choice. Very boring. Very unrealistic. Very inharmonious with a human being, certainly. And sort of inharmonious with a divine being, too. Because a divine being does not need to have smiles or frowns or any other things. A divine being is, and all is in divine order in a divine being. Understand that? It's very simple. So if you want me to have a smile on my face all the time, you just create that thing. You just create your world as having a smile on their face all the time. Create everybody being joyous and harmonious and having a great time. And you know what you're going to do when you do that? You know what you're going to do? You're going to cut out. You're going to cut out from the human world into the divine world. Because that sort of thing just doesn't exist in the human world. The human world has ups, downs, ins, outs, all this sort of thing. The divine world is one perfect expression of its divine reality. Is that clear? The divine world is only the perfect expression of the divine reality. The human world has all these variances in it. A smile, a frown, laughter, crying. It has all these wonderful variances in it. And you like them. But if you're ready to move beyond the level of the human experience, the level of human illusions, appearances, and move into the consciousness of absolute, or move into the consciousness of the master, of seeing everything the way you want it, and seeing everything perfect and good, be aware. You soon will lose all contact with the human, quote, limited aspects of being. wanted it, you could have it yesterday. If you wanted that, you could put yourself one-pointed on that and experience it. Have I told you this before? Have I told you what a practitioner does? A practitioner first heals himself of any negative ideas and then heals his consciousness relative to anybody else. And does not look at appearances, does not look at the illusion that stands there before him, but sees right through it. When we move through buildings and through time and through space, we're not moving through buildings and time and space. We're being there. And when you are there, you are in the absolute perfection. You are in the purity, the wholeness, the goodness, the allness, the isness. It's wonderful. It's not what Pocahontas looked like. It's not what Captain John Smith looked like. It's not what the Admiral looked like. It's not what the men looked like. If you will remember from the Disney movie, each of the characters had one aspect to their being. One aspect. And that aspect was either they were a sailor dedicated to being a sailor, or they were a soldier dedicated to being a soldier. They were a captain dedicated to being a captain. They were an admiral dedicated to being an admiral. They were the chief of the tribe that Pocahontas came from. And it was the top Indian warrior who was supposed to marry Pocahontas. What did he look like? He too looked like a carved image. He too looked like a mask. He too carried out the imagery that was expected of him. He was tough, he was powerful, he was a warrior, he thought he knew it all, and he was a nice guy, but he was not human. He had no human aspects about him. Think about that. When you have an archetypal being, an archetypal concept, it has no human aspects to it. Human is limited. Human is up and down, in and out. There's illusion to it. Now what do you have? What is important to you? What do you want to get out of your life? I always am attractive when I smile. Because that's what I'm projecting. I'm always attractive when I frown, because that's what I'm projecting. I'm always attractive no matter what face I put on. And isn't that an interesting statement? What face I put on? What face do you put on? What face do you want your world to put on around you? Do you want a lot of happy people around you? Do you want a lot of healthy people, abundant people, harmonious people? What kind of people do you want around you? That's the kind that you build around you. That's the kind that you create around you. You are in charge. And if anybody in your world is not fulfilling what you think you would like to have for you, then create them. If you're going to look at the illusions that are brought to your attention, as you look at those illusions, what's going to happen to you? You're going to believe they're real. If you're going to create your own illusion, be your own master painter, master storyteller, master craftsman, you will create beautifully. And you'll create in such a way that it'll be just so dynamic and so powerful, you'll find it difficult to believe that it's possible to be true. I'm always attractive when I have a smile. You are always fabulous when you have personal integrity. When you are, you be, you are, whoever it is that you are. But who are you? Who are you? Are you a pawn of fate? And who created the fate of which you're a pawn? Who did? Are you a being that is manipulated by the world you're living in? The creator manipulated in the world you're living in. You did. What do you want? What do you want? Whatever you want, that you can have. It's your choice. Wonderful, powerful, beautiful, but it's your choice. Now, what are you going to do about it? What kind of a world are you going to create in which you live? What kind of illusions are you going to create about you? What kind of appearances are you going to give yourself? Just remember, you can rewrite the past and rewrite the future and rewrite the present. You can do that rewriting in a simple, beautiful way just by putting the cause in motion, whatever it is that appeals to you, whatever it is that's exciting to you. And when you do that, you are the master. So, follow that now. Our thought for today, I'm always attracted when I smile. It's just a start. Go on from there. Be the glorious being you are. And be the practitioner that you are. Speaking your word, demonstrating in your experience